two-point, you almost is, kind of have to set up a whole new, different type of special team extra point unit? Is that very?
You know, we really don't know exactly how it's going to affect things. I mean, when you look at it from a percentage standpoint, kicking it from the 15 and kicking it from the 2, there's not a huge difference. I don't know what's going to happen yet, to be honest with you. That's going to be coach's call, Coach Kubiak's call to see whether we're going to go for 2 or whether we're going to go for 1 anyway. But, you know, we've done more work around the 15 than we have before, for sure. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think the biggest difference is having that ability to return a block now. You know, so I think both sides, you're going to really concentrate on your protection more during that period, because obviously that's going to be a huge swing. And then you're, you know, from a block standpoint, I mean, you've got to be great at that, because that could win you a game. So I think that's where you're going to see more than anything else the big change.
Do you think, I mean, a lot of people have talked about people being more aggressive going for 2. Do you think people will be more aggressive going for blocks?
There's no question, because if you're kicking from the 15, you know, the chance of a fake right there is not great. You know, you still have to get 15 yards to get the two-point conversion right there, which it's going to be hard to do. So I think people block-wise are going to be a lot more aggressive, in my opinion. I mean, the rule states certain things that you can't do anyway, but, I mean, the guys know they're going to be able to come off the rock and really try to get, you know, some block situations. So I think that's where you're going to see the biggest change, in my opinion.
What do you think it does for kickers? Does it put the premium on, you know, Connor? We know Connor's a good field goal kicker, not necessarily a booming leg on the kickoff. Does that change? I mean, you got to keep extra kickers now because of this type of deal? Or?
I don't think so. I think it's still going to put the same premium on that guy. I mean, you know, like I said, there's not much of a difference between kicking the ball from the 15 and kicking the ball from the 2. When you look at it statistically, I'm saying. I think what's going to be a big effect is at the end of the year, when you start getting the bad weather, you know, when you're kicking from the 2, it's a little bit different than kicking from the 15. So I think that's going to be a huge difference right there. But I don't think it's going to change the kicking position, in my opinion. I mean, guys that can kick field goals, they're going to be in the league. And guys that, you know, can kick off, they're going to be in the league. We just have to find the combination of both.
Last year, there was a lot of focus on the stopping return, but this team became pretty conservative in their own return game. How does your aggressiveness translate to that in terms of creating more of an aggressive return game for your team? Because you're going to cover well. We know that from watching your guys and the enthusiasm you bring, but what about the opposite, the flip side of it? Return game.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, you have to have a returner. I mean, more than anything else. I mean, you got to get a returner, and that's something competition-wise right now that we're going through. That's what these OTAs are for. That's what training camp will be for. And then, you know, we're going to try to do certain things conceptually that help the guys. Whatever they can do best, like Wade talked about, we're going to do the same thing. If we've got a guy that's a speed guy and we need to get him outside more, we're going to do that. If we've got a guy that's more of a middle of the field, take one cut and go, we're going to do that too. So we got to find what our guys do best, and you know, we'll do that as we go forward. But I think in this stadium, I know you have to be a really good punt return team. I know that. You know, we're not going to probably get as many kickoff returns as you do in other places, but we got to be a great punt return team, because a lot of times when teams come in, they're going to outkick their coverage, and we're going to have opportunities, and we got to make the most of those opportunities. Yeah, we've got several guys back there now. Jordan, like you said, Isaiah, you know, Kyle Williams is a young man that we signed off futures, or they signed off futures here. We just picked up Solomon Patton. Omar's catching punts back there. And then Emmanuel Sanders was back there today catching punts. So, I mean, you've got a stable of guys that we'll work for with and see how the competition works out.
Britton comes into the season as one of the most experienced specialists that's been on the team for a long time. What are you hoping to see out of him? Maybe something from the leadership perspective?
The biggest thing is, you know, you want to see professional. You know, you want to see a pro, if it is a guy a pro, and I think he is. He's done a great job so far. It's a different system for him. It's a little bit different, you know, what we're asking him to do, and he's bought in completely so far. So we gotta keep him on that path, and so far he's been hitting the ball excellent.
Without giving away secrets, how different is what you guys are asking versus what he's been asked?
You know, I think there's an emphasis of, you know, how we're going to punt the ball. That's really the biggest issue. I mean, whether you want to just put it right down the middle of the field, or you want to try to put it in the sideline and put it up in the air and limit returners that way too. So, you know, that's the biggest difference.
How did Carl Schmitz first come to your attention on your radar?
Yeah, he was at a kicking camp, and my assistant Tony Coxon was down there working him out, and he called me as soon as it got over and said, we got to look at this guy. And so we brought him in. John and the personnel guys brought him in on Friday and worked out in front of all of us, and that's how we made the sign.
How's he doing so far?
He's doing well. You know, I think those guys, again, I think it's only been 3 days, so it's hard to really get a feel for him. We'll have a better feel at the end of OTAs, and then training camp's going to be a huge deal for him. And then he's not experienced from the standpoint of having a lot of game reps, so his preseason reps are going to be invaluable to him.